ISE 2 listening task. You're going to hear a talk about truth and lies. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready?
The truth is important, but everyone tells lies sometimes. Even babies learn to deceive from an early age, for example, pretending to cry in order to get attention. Even though lying is natural human behaviour in a sense, it's also important to be able to tell the difference between a person who is speaking honestly and one who is telling lies. You don't need a heavy piece of electronic equipment to detect dishonesty. Everyone can be their own lie detector. There are three types of signs to look out for: speech patterns, general attitude, and body language. Firstly, in speech, the liar tends to use overly formal language and to distance themselves, for example, by avoiding the personal pronoun I. You should also look out for a person giving you too much detail, or even far too little detail, as they tell their story. You can also tell a lot from a person's attitude. In a conversation about a missing item, for example, an honest person will be furious throughout if they feel they are being accused. They will tend to be enthusiastic and want to help to discover who is guilty. In contrast, you may notice that a dishonest person is less involved in the conversation, becoming defensive and angry only in short outbursts. Another clue is wanting to talk about the event in strict chronological order, always starting from the beginning and never changing the order. Try asking them to relate their story in a different way, and they may well get confused. Body language is perhaps the most obvious giveaway. You have probably heard that liars won't look you in the eye, but in fact, they often stare at the speaker too steadily. Another common belief is that people make nervous little movements when they are not telling the truth, but instead you may find that they keep their upper bodies quite still, so look out for a person moving their knee or foot. There are so many small signs, such as blinking your eyes a lot or putting up physical barriers between yourself and the other person. A classic example of this is rubbing your nose, which effectively hides either your mouth or your eyes. But of course, these physical reactions can happen naturally as well. Truthful people can feel just as nervous as liars. It is only when you notice a number of these things happening together that you should be suspicious.
Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now, listen to the talk again. This time, make some notes as you listen, if you want to. Then, I'll ask you what suggestions and advice does the speaker give about how to tell if someone is lying. Are you ready?
The truth is important, but everyone tells lies sometimes. Even babies learn to deceive from an early age, for example, pretending to cry in order to get attention. Even though lying is natural human behaviour in a sense, it's also important to be able to tell the difference between a person who is speaking honestly and one who is telling lies. You don't need a heavy piece of electronic equipment to detect dishonesty. Everyone can be their own lie detector. There are three types of signs to look out for: speech patterns, general attitude, and body language. Firstly, in speech, the liar tends to use overly formal language and to distance themselves, for example, by avoiding the personal pronoun I. You should also look out for a person giving you too much detail, or even far too little detail, as they tell their story. You can also tell a lot from a person's attitude. In a conversation about a missing item, for example, an honest person will be furious throughout if they feel they are being accused. They will tend to be enthusiastic and want to help to discover who is guilty. In contrast, you may notice that a dishonest person is less involved in the conversation, becoming defensive and angry only in short outbursts. Another clue is wanting to talk about the event in strict chronological order, always starting from the beginning and never changing the order. Try asking them to relate their story in a different way, and they may well get confused. Body language is perhaps the most obvious giveaway. You have probably heard that liars won't look you in the eye, but in fact, they often stare at the speaker too steadily. Another common belief is that people make nervous little movements when they are not telling the truth, but instead you may find that they keep their upper bodies quite still, so look out for a person moving their knee or foot. There are so many small signs, such as blinking your eyes a lot or putting up physical barriers between yourself and the other person. A classic example of this is rubbing your nose, which effectively hides either your mouth or your eyes. But of course, these physical reactions can happen naturally as well. Truthful people can feel just as nervous as liars. It is only when you notice a number of these things happening together that you should be suspicious.
Now, tell me, what suggestions does the speaker give about how to tell if someone is lying? You have 1 minute to talk.